This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Tired.
Yeah, that describes my last month, I think.
Yeah, I'm telling a mom about how tired I am.
Yeah.
That's kind of fruitless, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when Mike's been out of town the last month for work. Yeah. The weeks are long.
That's what I saw a cartoon somewhere that said that. They said, oh, you're a mom. Congratulations. You'll be eternally tired now for the next 18 years.
Yeah, that sums it up.
From attending to all their things to dealing with all their things to then worrying about all their things.
Yes.
That's kind of the growth period.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it goes. Yeah, I don't know. It must be the time of the year.
Well, it's starting to get dark earlier. It's still dark when you wake up and... I hate it.
Daylight gets shorter. And
when is daylight savings time? Is it the first?
Daylight saving time is the November 1, 2. It'll be the 2nd. November 2nd. First Sunday in November.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if it's got to be part the changing of the seasons and stuff, but it just seems like it's... We were joking before we started our broadcast here today that, you know, why is it that you can go home in the middle of the day, say for lunch or whatever, and sit down in an easy chair and fall asleep just like that. But when it's time to go to bed, when it's actually dark outside, you just lay there and stare at the ceiling.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't happen. I don't know what it is.
That hasn't happened to me lately. But
you collapse.
I've definitely been there before kids.
Yeah, you pass out when you get to bed these days.
Yeah, time crawling into bed, finally.
Finally. Oh, and about the time you get to sleep, Mom.
Yeah, water.
Yeah, you're not the first mother, and you won't be the last mother to go through that. So I don't think they're feeling bad for you right
probably
now.
Probably not.
They're laughing, saying, ha ha, honey, your turn.
Yep.
I saw a story the other day on FoxNews.com that got my attention. It was entitled, The Cars That Get the Most Tickets.
Okay.
Because some people think their car is just a ticket magnet.
The sporty cars, red. I hear red. I've heard that before.
Yeah, red's kind of a key thing, I think. But you know what it says here? You know what car gets the most tickets? It says it right here. It says Stacy's.
You mean Mike?
See that. No, it says Stacy's. That's what it says right here.
Oh.
You never get any tickets, do you?
I'm not going to say anything because I'm going to jinx myself.
Yeah, you are.
So it's been a while, and probably next week I'll get one. But
well, some people think that the car is the reason, but of course, sometimes it's the other way around.
Right.
It's the person driving, but you know, they say that in either case, the vehicle that you drive could be an indicator of how likely you are to have a run-in with the law. Insurance.com released a ranking of cars by the percentage of their owners who report that they've been cited for a moving violation.
Okay.
So I guess it just kind of depends, but certain types of drivers, I suppose, are drawn to certain types of cars.
Right.
And put the two together.
Yeah.
It's toxic. Well, they said tops on the list is the Subaru WRX. It's an all-wheel drive road racer, typically fitted with the big look at me wing on the back. According to their study, which tallied online quote inquiries, 33.6% of WRX owners have had at least one ticket on the books.
Hmm.
The WRX is closely followed by the 21st century edition of the Pontiac GTO, the Scion FRS, the Toyota Supra, I didn't even know they still made that, and then oddly enough it says the Subaru Tribeca SUV.
Huh.
Actually, those owners get a lot of tickets. Rounding out the top 10, the VW Rabbit.
What?
Obviously, it's not a speeding ticket. The Mercury Topaz. Really? I didn't even know that existed anymore. The Scion TC, the Toyota FJ Cruiser, and the Mazda 2. And number 20 on the list is the Toyota Prius C. So apparently thinking you're doing something right for whatever reason, even though you're driving a tuna can.
Yeah.
You're
still not hear you coming, but they can still clock you.
But they can see you, apparently. That's right. Yeah. So you're still getting tickets, even in the tuna can. But overall, they said 19.9% of drivers reported getting nabbed at least once. So.
At least once. That's pretty good.
Where do you fall on, at least once? Where do you fall on the spectrum?
Oh,
I think it's more about how you drive than what you drive.
Yeah, I do too.
Although, you know, there's the old joke about the highway patrolman.
Hmm.
And, you know, there was a guy driving down the road, and he was, you know, he was tooling along with traffic. He noticed people were passing by him. He's going down the interstate, you know, they speed limit 70, and he noticed people were passing him by, so he tuned it up to 75, and people were still passing him by, so he tuned it up to 80, and he was just trying to keep up with traffic, and all of a sudden, here comes a state trooper behind him with the lights blaring and pulls him over. And the guy's just beside himself, and he says, there were people passing me by. He says, I don't understand. He says, why did you catch them? Why didn't you catch, I mean, why'd you stop me? Why didn't you catch them? And the guy says, the trooper looks at him and says, sir, do you fish? Well, yeah. He says, have you ever caught them all?
Nope.
I'm sure that's an old trooper joke that they probably all tell around the office.
But, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But I suppose if you drive the shiny fish, you're more likely
to
get caught.
The flashy, sporty, fast-looking thing, yeah.
Just follow the rules. You don't have that problem, right?
Yeah.
See, that's how it works. Nice and easy. Well, this is the time of the year when so many different things are happening around the area. We're seeing kind of the tail end of a lot of the farmer's market activities and things. I see the Avoca Main Street Market event. They got one more event coming. It's going to be this Wednesday, October 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. The market is held on Elm Street in Avoca, and they have all kinds of different vendors that have all kinds of different things there, too. So, you know, if you want to enjoy some of that stuff, you most certainly can.
Yeah.
I know they have some other markets and things that will be going on, and I know Atlantic is working on one, I think, that's going to be in November here in Cass County.
Oh.
That's going to be kind of something that's going on there, too. And if you like a lot of the outdoor activities and stuff, I know the 3B Farms is having their Harvest Fest this weekend at the Orchard, and so they'll have lots of things there going on. They've got a Pumpkin Fest next weekend, the 25th and 26th, and then a November Fest, November 1st and 2nd. So lots of things going on there, too. You know, as long as the weather stays decent.
Oh, yeah, it's been good.
You know, hopefully we should be in pretty decent shape for a lot of that kind of stuff, and hopefully we'll get some have some fun there with that, too, and, you know, with the leaves changing and all that kind of stuff. I did notice that the... You know, the weather's been nice the last few days.
It has.
I think, was it Monday? It was just rained all day.
Okay, I couldn't remember what day it was. It was Monday or Tuesday.
I don't remember if it was Monday. But earlier this week, that one day, it rained. Oh, that would have been a great day to be sick at home.
Yes.
Just.
Book, movie.
Yeah, nothing.
Soup.
Don't have to get up and go outside.
Yeah.
It's just chilly, windy, rainy all day. Mm-hmm. I don't think it ever stopped raining. It just wasn't much fun. But now after that, we've had decent weather, a little breezy here and there, but. And it's actually for about the next week. For most of the next week, it's supposed to be pretty decent out. So maybe good time to get out and enjoy some of what's out there. The weekly fall colors report from the State Forest Nursery, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, puts that out each week. And I notice that they're saying that this next week is going to be probably the peak time for leaf watching here in southwest Iowa. Not a significant change from last week. They said the red and yellow foliage is still abundant, but falling fast. The ash trees are continuing to yellow, and the hickory foliage displays some orange. So you're starting to get bursts of all kinds of colors. And they're predicting that the peak time to watch the leaves, to get out and see all that color, is this next week, from about the 19th through the 25th of October. So if you have your favorite spots here in southwest Iowa, and there are plenty of them, right here in the local area, you can check those out. Now, some of the others, you know, some of it's kind of past in some of those other locations. Northwest Iowa, they said that the ashes, silver maples, Norway maples, hackberry, and cottonwoods have started to change, but the peak has already occurred. So, you know, you've kind of missed out. Actually, you've missed out on most of it, except what's coming up here next week in our part of the state, if you look at the rest. You know, they said that the trees in northeast Iowa were holding their fall colors longer than usual this year, but it's not going to last long. They've already had their peak there. Southeast Iowa, kind of the same. This last week was really the peak there. And also in north central Iowa, you know, that was really last weekend was really their peak. And central Iowa, this weekend, I suppose you could still get out if you wanted to this weekend and see some things there. South central Iowa, the peak was really this last week, too. So, yeah, a lot of the best fall colors around the state have pretty much fallen.
Yeah.
But this next week, if you want to get out and enjoy some of that, and like I said, the good thing is, how often does it happen that the best week for weather syncs up with probably the peak for leaf watching?
Right.
So if you want to get in the car and take off and go, I mean, right now you could probably even get out on some of those, I mean, you want to be careful, but some of those Class B roads and things too, and see some of the stuff that you might not normally see from the main highways.
Yeah.
So kind of fun to get out and do some of those things. So make sure you take an opportunity to get out and enjoy some of what nature has to offer this time of the year. Yeah. Maybe even build a little bonfire.
Oh, yeah. Some s'mores.
I knew you were going to say that. Going right to the marshmallows. Yeah, going right to the food.
S'mores and hot dogs.
Well, you got to have some fun with it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things too that are going on, and a lot of outdoor things too. You know, conservation groups are having all kinds of things. Of course, we're getting the Halloween bug now too. A lot of folks are starting to look toward Halloween and getting costumes ready. Lots of activities and events and things. Are you excited about Halloween this year with your little ones?
I kind of am. We've got our, well, I haven't purchased them yet, but I've got the costumes pretty well put together and excited. We're going as a Scooby-Doo gang. Wyatt just loves Scooby-Doo, so his grandma, Mike's mom, found a Scooby-Doo costume over for him, and then I'm going to be Daphne, and I'm going to dress up Brianna as Velma. Oh, wait. No, other way around. I don't remember. Daphne's the purple one, so Brianna's going to be Daphne. I'm going to be Velma, and Mike's going to be Fred, so I can't wait to get him a blonde wig costume.
So what's Wyatt? Is he Shaggy?
No, Wyatt's Scooby-Doo.
Oh, he's going to be Scooby.
Yeah,
no Shaggy?
Scooby-Doo. No, well, you know, we need, if somebody wants to tag along with us, you can.
Somebody with a soul patch to be Shaggy? Do you have the mystery machine then?
We don't.
You don't have an old beat-up van that you can use to
tool
around? And
if somebody wants to, you know, donate that, that's fine.
You've got to have the Scooby-Doo van.
That would be pretty sweet.
At least you could find something
Maybe something to the stroller for Brianna. And
something they could pull around as a toy or something down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, so people get what they are.
Well, hopefully they'll get it just by looking at us, you know, with Wyatt in a Scooby-Doo costume.
We'll see. We'll be looking for the pictures.
Okay.
We'll be looking for the pictures.
All right.
It's always fun. Very good. Well, we probably should get down to some business here. What you got coming up?
Oh, we've got lots of things. Let's see here. We've got a big band harvest dance at the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. They're hosting a big band harvest dance. It's on Sunday, October 19th from 5 to 9. It's at the Agri Hall Fairgrounds. And tickets are $15 each, and that includes your dinner, dessert, and live music from the Wailing Big Band. You can get those tickets available at the door or also in advance at the Audubon Medicap and at Shopko Pharmacies, the Elkhorn Pharmacy, Exira Medical Clinic, and Audubon County Memorial Hospital. And the doors open for that at 5 with supper and music starting immediately. If you'd like any more information, you can contact Elena at 563-5295. Again, it's the Audubon County Hospital Foundation hosting a big band harvest dance from 5 to 9. That's on Sunday, October 19th. The annual Patty Hannon concert featuring the singing quartet Reconciled will be held on October 19th at 2 p.m. at the United Church of Christ at 1607 Hazel Street in Atlantic. And it's open to the public, and they'll have free will offering with light refreshments to follow. The Montgomery County Family YMCA Mystery Drop will be held on October 19th. It's at 12:30 at the Montgomery County Main Grandstand Arena on the Montgomery County Fairgrounds at the Legion Park in Red Oak. We'll have food and activities at 12:30, and then the big drop will be at 1 p.m., and they'll have light refreshments provided and music. If you'd like more information, you can contact Nick Zimmer at the YMCA. And again, that's on October 19th at 12:30. The Trumpeter Swan Contest, it's not really until November 11th, but you need to get your predictions in now. The Trumpeter Swans have visited the Shellburg Quarry for at least 16 out of the last 17 winters. You can call in your prediction by November 11th to the Conservation Board at 769-2372. You can just leave a message and a return phone number if they're not in. They don't allow a duplicate date, so once somebody calls in with their prediction, that's it. The sponsors of this contest will determine the official arrival of the swans, and the winner will receive a Trumpeter Swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. And it is for Cass County residents only. And you can see a list of the arrival and departure dates of the swans for the past 16 years on the Daily Diary page. Organizers are looking for volunteers to help volunteer income tax assistance to keep that program going strong. It's an IRS-sponsored program that certifies community volunteers to prepare and e-file basic tax returns at no cost for low to moderate income individuals and families. The host site is the Cass County Extension. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Kate Olson at 243-1132. Interested persons will need to complete a one-page application and background screening. In Cass County, the program is coordinated by the Iowa State University Extension Outreach with funding and support from the Internal Revenue Service, the Department of Human Services, and Iowans for Social and Economic Development. The Atlantic High School's chapter of the National Honor Society, they're holding a blood drive on October 22nd from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's at the high school gym. Community members are welcome and encouraged to come donate, as the more donations means more scholarships for the students. And you can schedule an appointment by going to redcrossblood.org, or you can also give them a call at 243-5368. Again, that's the Atlantic High School chapter of the National Honor Society, their blood drive, October 22nd. That runs from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. A program with Roseanne Bachman, author of Driving to Clarinda and a 1975 graduate of Atlantic High School, will be held at the Cass County Memorial Hospital on October 23rd at 6:30. The program will be held in Conference Room 2, and reservations are appreciated but not required. If you'd like to make a reservation, you can call 243-3250, extension 3504. And the 45-minute presentation will be followed by a question-and-answer session and book signing. Books will be available for purchase at the event, and the author will also sign any previously purchased books. It has been awarded Editor's Choice, Publisher's Choice, and Designer's Choice designations by publishers iUniverse.com. It's a program with Roseanne Bachman, the author of Driving to Clarinda, who's also a 1975 graduate of Atlantic High School. That program is on October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. And that's in the Cass County Memorial Hospital, Conference Room 2. Letters from the Civil War will be read on October 23rd at 1 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library. Oscar Wilbur, who served in the 154th New York Infantry during the Civil War, wrote letters home to his mother, Sally Wilbur, and Oscar shared his thoughts and feelings and horrifying observations with his unit as they marched through the aftermath on battlefields. Colleen Wilbur of Macedonia, Iowa, will be sharing these letters, and she'll portray Wilbur's mother, Sally. The Cass County Genealogical Society would like to invite the public to listen as she reads the heart-wrenching story of Oscar's unit on the march south and their ultimate encounter with the Confederates, and he was left wounded on the battlefield. Again, that's Letters from the Civil War, October 23rd at 1 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library. The Atlantic Haunted House, the Bloody Barn, is at the Cass County Fairgrounds, barn number 4, and they're open on Friday and Saturdays. The spookless hours are 5:30 to 7, and scare hours are from 7 to 10 p.m. or later. And then on Halloween night, they're open from 7 to 9. If you'd like more information on that, you can look them up on Facebook at the Atlantic Haunted House. Again, that's Atlantic Haunted House, the Bloody Barn, at the Cass County Fairgrounds, barn number 4, and they're open Fridays and Saturdays. Pheasant Hunter's Breakfast will be served from 6 to 10 a.m. at the Audubon Fire Hall, and they'll be serving biscuits and gravy, sausage, eggs, cinnamon rolls, orange juice, hot chocolate, and coffee. Also, Marnie Mason's Harvest Breakfast will be held on October 25th at the Marnie Fire Station. That's from 7 to 11 a.m., and they'll be serving pancakes, biscuits, and gravy featuring Molly Cranston's famous homemade Mississippi biscuits and homemade strawberry jam. They'll also have scrambled eggs, hash browns, juices, milk, and coffee, just $7 for adults, $4 for children 10 and under. Also coming up is Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church Bazaars on October 26th. Doors open at 9 a.m. and they'll have a bake sale, general store, and quilt raffle. Roast beef dinner served from 11 to 1:30, and they do have takeouts available. And then the church is located at 105 West 7th Street in Atlantic.
You just hit me. Warm biscuits and honey.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I just had that the other night with dry beef gravy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just warm biscuits with a little bit of honey on top.
Yep.
Maybe even a little butter.
I know, I like to get the honey butter biscuits and then put butter and then honey on it again. But yeah, it's so good.
Wow, that sounds good on a cool morning.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to have to think about that now. Why don't you listen to this while we think about that?
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing during meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back to work we go. Let's take a look and see what we have here. This weekend, the 8th annual Kids Against Hunger Hayride, supplemented by the Guthrie County Chapter of Thrivent, will be held on Sunday, October 19th from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Children from the Good Shepherd Church will be collecting cash donations for their hunger project. So, good project for them. Also, plenty of other things going on here in the coming days and weeks. We have the Atlantic Business and Professional Woman's Fall Craft Show coming up on Saturday, October 25th, next weekend. Boy, October's disappearing so fast. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building. And if you'd like more information, get a hold of Becky Bonney or Jackie Wickey. They'll have a concession stand available, and all the proceeds will go toward community projects and scholarships. Again, that's the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Fall Craft Show, Saturday, October 25th at the Cass County Community Center, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm sure they'll have a good turnout. They usually do for that.
Yeah.
Good time to maybe start getting some of those Christmas ideas taken care of, too. Oh, let's see. What else do we have? Also, not too far down the road here, we have the Anishina Valley Shrine and Auxiliary Chicken Noodle Dinner. Talk about sounding good. That'll be Thursday, October 30th from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. Chicken and noodles, potatoes, coleslaw, vegetables, rolls, pie, and drink. It's a bellyful. Adults, $10. Children 4 to 10 are $5, and children under 4 are free. Carryouts will be available, and they'll also have homemade dry noodles, cooked chicken and noodles, and mincemeat in pints and quarts available for sale. And all the proceeds, of course, will benefit the Shrine Hospitals for Children. That's the Anishina Valley Shrine and Auxiliary's Chicken Noodle Dinner, and that's this. It's coming up on Thursday, October 30th, again at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic, 4:30 until 7:30 p.m. Keep that one on your calendar. It's always a good spot to hit. Also coming up next weekend, the 13th Annual Harvest Fest will be held in downtown Harlan. They have all kinds of things going on. They'll start at 10 o'clock in the morning with a $1 movie, How to Train Your Dragon 2. I didn't see How You Train Your Dragon 1.
Me neither.
I missed that. I can't believe your kids haven't made you see that. they'll have hay rack rides. There'll be all kinds of things, a parade. There'll be scary story time, kids games, face painting, cookie decorating. I prefer cookie eating. There'll be free hot dogs, costume contests, some trick-or-treating. There'll be the Scarecrow Showdown. There'll be all a decorate your outside contest for the holidays. There'll be a pet costume contest. Make sure the pets are okay with that, though. If they don't agree with you, then it's not going to work out real well. They're kind of stubborn that way. Lots of things happening, though, and that's all going on in the Harlan area. Saturday, October 25th, Harry Potter is the theme for the Harvest Fest. So, yeah. Do you just have to wear little round glasses?
I don't know.
Is that what it is? I don't know anything about it. I never saw any of the movies, never read the books, because I'm an adult, and I don't have children. So. There's no reason for me to go there, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see, some other things going on here, too. Lots of Halloween stuff starting to trickle in here. There's a Halloween youth party that'll be held in Avoca at the Legion Hall. It's entitled A Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday, October 31st, from 7 to 9 p.m. That's for 6th grade and up. I'm sure we'll be watching all those movies again pretty soon,
too. I don't
think
I've ever really seen one all the way through of those
really?
Movies. No, or Freddy the...
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not into those movies. I think they're kind of ridiculous.
Oh, they're classics.
Not into it.
And of course, they were
they're so
before
cheesy
your time.
And corny.
Though.
Just, I don't know.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Considering some of the movies that are out there now?
Sure, but they're supposed to be that way.
Anyway, back to the Halloween youth party in Avoca at the Legion Hall, Friday, October 31st, 7 to 9. They'll have a haunted hall, costume contest, snacks, games, and a dance contest, sponsored by a number of organizations, including the Avoca American Legion, the Avoca Public Library, the Avoca Neighborhood Watch, and many others as well. So good. Have a good time. Also, Avoca Public Library is having their third annual Halloween party in downtown Avoca October 35th, and that'll be from 4 until 5 p.m., and then you come back to the library for hot dogs and juice, and I suppose then you can hit the youth party afterward. But there'll be lots of things to do. They'll have bouncy houses, ring toss, slimy body parts in a bag.
Ew.
And also other activities coming up as well. Again, that's from 4 to 5 Friday, October 31st in downtown Avoca. So hope you get a chance to enjoy some of that. Also, we have trick-or-treating going on Friday, October 31st from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. in Anita. And then there'll be costume judging held at the fire station starting at 7 o'clock. There'll be groups from babies to fifth grade and also an adult and group category. The Anita Town and Country Club will be holding a soup supper from 5 to 7 p.m. at the fire station. So lots of fun planned there in Avoca, or in Anita for the Anavoca for the Halloween period here. And also the Cass County Conservation. Oh, yeah, you knew they were going to get involved, too.
Oh, yeah.
They've got the third biennial lighted Halloween campground. And they're still looking for some folks, for people, groups, organizations to sign up for a site in the campground to decorate. And they're hoping for non-scary Halloween decorations, prizes for the top three voted sites, and for some special categories. The deadline for decorating a site is actually already passed, so they're hoping that you get involved. It was just this past Friday. But the groups will have from Saturday from noon on to decorate on that day. That's the 25th. Okay, that's on the 25th. So lots of stuff. It's family-friendly. It's free. It's just a drive-in. So hopefully you'll have an opportunity. And again, that's coming up on Saturday, October 25th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Cold Springs Campground in Lewis, the lighted Halloween campground. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
A little spooky.
Yeah.
Not cheesy. Spooky.
Okay.
You've been schooled.
Movies.
You've been
Come
schooled. What you got for birthdays?
All right, just one birthday. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Marian Cornelison, celebrating birthday on October 24th over at the St. Lutheran Home. So happy birthday to Marian Cornelison, celebrating their birthday on October 24th.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
yeah.
all.
That's all I got.
What's well, a light list
yeah.
this time around. Don't have any anniversaries to share. Don't have any babies to tell you about. So if you do have any of those events coming up here in your family's lives very soon, then let us know about it. We'll crow for you. We'll tell everybody all about it. Just send the information to us here, any of the different ways you choose, or drop it by the studios. We'd be glad to share it with folks because, well, we have microphones in front of us. It's easy for us to do that. And we enjoy doing that. And don't forget to sign up for the Trumpeter Swan Contest. Last year, the Trumpeter Swans were here. I didn't realize how long they were here last
yeah.
year. They showed up on November 12th and didn't leave until April 7th. That's the first time they'd stayed into April. There have been some years they were barely here at all. I mean, the very first time that they saw them here in 97, 98, they came on December 18th, left January 2nd. I mean, they just came here for the holidays and took
came
it
to
off.
Rest.
Your relatives were here longer than that for the holidays. I mean, they were gone. But, no, usually they're here somewhere, typically in November, sometimes once as early as October, late October, and a few times in December. But they usually stay, usually until February, March. But last year, yeah, November 12th, they were here
wow.
early and stayed late, April 7th. So a lot of opportunity to get out and see and enjoy the Trumpeter Swans here at the Schildberg Quarry in Atlantic. So they're asking, they've been doing this contest for a number of years now, when do you think the swans will come? They do have some guidelines there, too, but it's only one person per date. So if you want to get your date in, then you need to call them soon. Just call the office at 769-2372, and then what they'll do is when they do have a winner, then the sponsors of the contest will determine the official arrival of the swans, and the winner gets a Trumpeter Swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. That's just for residents of Cass County. So have fun with that.
Yeah.
Get yourself signed up. That's all the time we have for you here this weekend. We appreciate, as always, you taking a little bit of your weekend to spend it with us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.